Proclamation number 8043 of 20th of November, 1961. God seeks to inspire reciprocal love. The darkness spread across Earth is truly great, and therefore people's sinfulness also increases the closer the end is. And again my love seeks to bring light to people, for no matter how low they have sunk, no matter how far they are from me, my merciful love knows about the dreadful fate that is destined for all of them who do not find their way back to me before the end, who have not taken the path of return before the end comes. I know about the power of the adversary to whom people succumb. I know about their weaknesses and lack of will. I have to allow their freedom, and I see how they constantly head towards the abyss, that they will be banished again for an infinitely long time in creation. And I take pity on their fate so that my love follows every single soul until the end and still tries to win it. But I also know that every soul will one day come to the light, even if eternities pass by. My love for my living creations is overwhelming and therefore leaves no stone unturned in order to shorten their wretched state, in order to snatch them from my adversary's hands, because I fear for my children like a father and want to spare them all suffering, because I want to provide them with abundant bliss. Yet my supremely perfect being will always work in lawful order, and thus a being can never enjoy beatitude which consciously opposes me, which does not approach me voluntarily but persists in its resistance, which once caused its darkness and meant great distance from me. I cannot make such a being happy, but nevertheless I do not withdraw my love from it. On the contrary, I pursue it with my love. I try to make myself known to it as a god of love so that it will be easy for it to return my love, and then all danger of being lost will be averted. Love awakens love in return. If I now expect or hope for love from my living creations which live on earth as human beings, then I must first prove myself to them as a god of love, to whom they will then trust and offer him love in return. If I want to experience love from my living creations, they must also know about my love for them. Even though it is often difficult to convince people of the love of their god and creator, who wants to be their father for all eternity, yet I want to win the hearts of my children, and this presupposes, 20th of the 11th, 1961, that they'll learn to recognize me. It requires that I help them when they're in need and turn to me for my support. People must feel love from my side, which then awakens counter-love. Yet very often they are unable to recognize my love because their spiritual state is still very dark as a result of their own lack of love, and then they have to be enlightened in all truth, but always in such a way that my love is emphasized but not my judicial power. Threats of punishment will not lead them onto the path of love, but they will only fear me if they believe in a God at all who has all power over heaven and earth. However, if it is possible to make them understand a loving God through the supply of truth, whose means are only ever understood if the correlations are truthfully explained to them, if my love for all people is repeatedly emphasized, then it is also possible that their hearts will turn to me in love, and then they will voluntarily do what is my will, and then I will already have won their love and their return to me is assured. And therefore I will never stop wooing my living creation's love, for it cannot be gained by force, and thus my words must also be addressed to you humans with all love if I want you to listen to me and consider all my words with all seriousness. For what is offered in love will also be more likely to be heeded. Harsh, angry words, on the other hand, even if they are justified, will not awaken love but result in renewed resistance, and then I will have gained nothing. My gospel of love shall be spread throughout the world, and where this happens with unselfish love, it will truly not be without success. But if only fear of punishment is awakened in people, the change to love will remain undecided. Then a person can certainly make an effort to act correctly, but his way of life is not yet an activity of love of his own free will, which alone, however, will bring the creations back to me as my children who once left me voluntarily. I woo the love of these my living creations and only ever seek to reveal myself to them as God of love, as Father. And therefore I draw their attention to the effect of an unloving way of life, that they should think about it and give account to themselves as to how far they fulfill my commandments of love. For they must possess the knowledge of my commandments of love, it must be imparted to them, but fulfillment cannot be achieved through compulsion. My love will eternally belong to you, my living creations, and it will not rest until you have returned to me again. Until you, too, will return my love and the union with me, which belongs to eternal bliss, is now also restored. Amen.